Recording in progress. I don't think I see anybody new, so. Okay, let's go. I'm gonna tilt my screen so you can see me. Not that we're gonna do anything very complicated. Hi, Coco, we're lying down today. We're lying down on our backs to start. All right. Well, here come some latecomers, so I'm just gonna. Hi, Sophia and Clara and Kirsten. Just make your way to lying down on your backs as comfortably as you can. Okay. Make sure I'm just taking off my necklace and my socks are off, and I don't know, just make it an experience that's free for the body and make sure you're warm enough. And then when you land finally on your earth, see if you can surrender the body a little bit at least. Feeling that the ground is friendly and supportive. And just gently feel your left arm, lift your left arm just a few inches or centimeters off the ground. Feel its weight and gently place it down. Offer it to gravity. Let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. This is the ritual of the moment. We're going to offer the body to gravity. Now the right arm, just let it hover, feel its weight, heavy right arm, and then gently, slowly feed it to gravity. Let it go, let it go. The arm, the wrist, the hands, the fingers. The shoulder, the shoulder. And the breath is beginning to get the message that we're just gonna be with the tactile, sensual landscape. So the breath is starting to feel more comfortable. It's like, okay, good. We're not engaging with thinking. We're just with the body, with the animal, with the earth. So I'm gonna be allowed out. So feel your breath. Relaxing a bit. Now your left leg hovering above the ground. Feel your left leg, the weight. Flex your foot maybe a little bit. Point your toes, wriggle your ankle, and then gently place your left leg on the altar of the earth, saying, take this left leg. Take it, take it, take it more. Yes. And then the right leg. Flex, stretch, circle, wriggle, say hi, and then offer it to gravity. The right hip, thigh, knee, calf, ankle, foot. Touch, texture, temperature, say yes to whatever begins to caress you. Feel maybe if your feet are bare, the caress of the temperature of the air on the soles of your feet. And now the head, hover the head. Just a few millimeters off the ground, feel big, warm and heavy. And very gently place your head back down on wet sand. Let the earth cradle the head. Long in breath. With the out breath, surrendering the body a little bit more. Feel the whole body now, the feet, the legs, the pelvis, the arms, the torso, the head, the whole body, one global feeling, and let it hover above the earth for just a few inches. It's floating above the earth, your whole body. And now lay it down, let it surrender to gravity. We're not doing anything fancy, nothing non-dual, just simple, simple being with the body in the shrine together. Make sure your breath is beginning to loosen. The inhale can permeate as much as it wants. And with the exhale, it's like a flowing back towards surrender. In breath, permeating the body with prana. Out breath, spreading the body out or down into the earth. Make sure the head is allowed to let go, the chin, where does your chin want to be? Yes, now feel your left arm, and then with an in-breath, the arm floats up and all the way back with the in-breath. And then coming back with the out-breath, find your own rhythm. And then up. Let it go, the arm. Let it go completely. And now after the next exhale, with the in-breath, right arm hovers, floats, arcs all the way back. Coming back the same pathway with the out-breath. Make sure that you surrender the right arm completely, a few breaths with nothing happening. And then in your own rhythm, after the next exhale, the left arm again, arcing back. Exhale, returning of the arm, but it's just a sensation. And the gravity and the offering of the left arm. And then just coming back to just regular nothing happening. And after the next exhale, the right arm with the inhale, arcing the right arm. Exhale, right arm sensation. Melting right arm into the earth. Don't do anything. Just say yes to the body with your heart. Yes, hello. To whatever is surfacing. The body heart, the body breath is getting the message that this is a gentle, open space. Slowly, gently hover your left knee over your chest. Bring your hands to surround the left knee. Draw your knee a little bit closer. Just thanks to gravity, so you don't have to push at all. And let your hands, let them go. Rest your arms alongside your body and then feel your left foot floating towards the ceiling. Sole of the foot resting on the ceiling. And then slowly arc your left leg all the way back down. Surrender your left leg, let it go. Very simple, and you just do what is right for your body. Let your body tell you. If you can't do it, you just visualize it, feel it. Now the right knee floating up to cover your belly. Hands wrapped around the right knee, and then you just relax the arm. They naturally draw the right knee closer to your chest. No effort. Right hip, shoulders, jaw, forehead, breath. Yes, now let the arms go and let the right foot, like a little cloud, floating up towards the ceiling. Don't do it, let it happen. Resting the sole of your right foot on the ceiling. Feel it, temperature, texture. And then with the next exhale, arcing the right leg back down. Letting it go. Letting it go, letting the body go when it can go. Slowly draw your right heel and then your left heel up towards your pelvis so that your knees are bent and there's a little bit of space between your feet, hip width apart. And it's just very sensual, rocking the pelvis a little bit up and down. So you're tilting your pubic bone up so that the flat of your lower back kisses the earth, and then you let it go, tilting your pubic bone the other way. See if you can use as little tension as possible. Nothing in the head, nothing in the shoulders or in the hands. And can the breath also move freely, gently, caressing what needs to be caressed? Yes. And now, the next time the pubic bone tilts up, let it continue to tilt upwards. The pelvis floats up. The torso floats up. Feel there's a cushion of air under the whole back body inflating. So it's easy, easy. Pelvis, back body. And then long inhale with the exhale. From the top of the torso, you peel it back down, vertebrae by vertebrae. And don't worry if the breath isn't exactly married to the movement. And then let the pelvis go. Feel your sexual area, your anus, your hips, your thighs, your soles. Your belly, hello, body, your arms, your bones. And some of us, some of you are having bodies that suffer. And maybe there's pain and you say, hello, pain. I am caressing you with space, with breath. And again, feel the tilting of the pubic bone up and down. Space in the hips, and now the cushion of air, slowly inflating, carrying the pelvis up towards the ceiling. There's no clutching in the buttocks. The buttocks are completely relaxed. The shoulders are rooting into the earth, the back of the neck is long, the soles of the feet are kissing the earth. Is that possible? Long in breath. And then the next exhale slowly. From the top down, vertebrae by vertebrae, you're feeding the earth. For no reason. Yes, letting the pelvis find its neutral position. Feel the whole body, the layers. And now floating both knees over your chest. Open your arms right and left if you have space, or adjust if you don't. And then gently, gently, only if it's right for your body. This may not be right, so find a way to make it right. Your knees are going to float down towards the right side. Gently. And your head is turning or rolling very little, but a little bit towards the left. So it's a twist in the spine. Long inhale, long exhale. Offering the body, offering all the places that are held that would like to let go, they just don't know that they can, like your right hip, the left side of your face. Yes, now slowly in one movement, using your core muscles a little bit, slowly the knees rolling towards the left as the head rolls towards the right. You don't do it. Very easy, very sensual. The earth is doing it for you. Let go. And change. And change. Feel the sensation. It's not mechanical. And last time to the right with the knees, left of the head. Make sure the breath is free, the breath is wild. The hands, the texture of the ground, is it wood, is it cotton, is it synthetic, is it marble, is it warm, is it cold, is it moving, is it still? All those are questions for the mind, but make them questions for your tactile sense. Yes, another. The knees back to center. And then let the legs extend, the arms alongside the body. Don't do anything. Place your hands on your belly. Don't look for anything with your mind. Usher your mind out of the shrine if it gets involved. You say, you know what? You're going to go stay outside for now. We're just with the tactile sense and with the heart. And the mind might come back into the shrine. That's okay. Let it be there. But feel your hands, the movement of your belly. The soft animal of your belly, as Mary Oliver would call it. Now let your hands travel a little bit up towards your heart, towards your rib cage, maybe each hand on one side. And No reason other than a intimate touching of myself, my hands, my body, my heart. Touching inside the feelings. Now a little bit higher, feel around your clavicular region, your throat area. As if you were touching your emotional body. And you are. With your breath and with your hands. If there's sadness, you're touching your sadness. As if you were holding a bird, delicate. Now gently, hands travel a little bit further up to your face, resting your hands on your cheeks, on your forehead, on your eyes. Maybe on your head, see if the hands want to move or caress your face. Just let them do whatever they want. Your mouth, your jaw, your hands. Now let your hands, endow your hands with a right to express their touching intelligence all over your body. All over your body, wherever your hands are called, however, with your breath, no thinking, just allowing. And maybe as they travel towards, they go into the space, they gather some healing energy, and down they come onto the body. Yes. Trusting your hands, if they want to hover, if they want to massage. Don't let the head come in with content. But if there is content, if there is a difficult situation in your life, touch it with your hands in your body. It's in your body. Say hello, I love you. That's what you're saying with your hands. Don't be in a rush. Yes, and now let your hands, your arms slowly rest alongside the body. Long inhale, long exhale. You're inhaling through the soles of your feet, letting the breath travel all the way up to the top of the head. With the exhale, it's the other way around, flowing breath out from the top of the head down through the spine, the body, the legs, through the soles of the feet. The earth is holding the body. The breath is bathing the body. And if there's tension, resistance, let it be. We're not praying, crying, open the body. We're The body's allowed to be contracted, to be scared, to be resistant. So if there's resistance, you feel the breath going around the resistance, caressing the resistance. If the body fights the earth and doesn't yield to the support, feel the earth says, it's okay. I still love you. I still hold you. Now slowly we're going to roll to your sides, to your left side. Like a little, in a fetal position, and just rest there for a bit. And then very gently come up. Very slow, because we're going very slow, so these changes of levels are pretty intense, so take it easy. We're gonna come onto our hands and knees. And your eyes are closed. And feel your hands and feel your knees and your feet, tops of your feet, and slowly just arching your spine. Maybe with the in-breath and then curling your spine like a round cat back. With the exhale. And you find your own rhythm, arching and curling. See if you can feel that the spine is like a plant in water, so it's very languid, easy, effortless, arching and curling. Yes, and then the next time, come back to neutral and let your pelvis rest back on your heels, forehead to the ground, child's pose. And come back onto your hands and knees. And then slowly curl, gently curl your toes under. Feel your toes, feel your palms, feel your legs, feel your pelvis. Feel like you're an animal ready to do something. Maybe rotate your pelvis a bit. Feel how lively your pelvis is, your tailbone. And then slowly let your feet, your toes connect with the earth and let your pelvis move up a little bit. You can do it. Maybe some of you can't do it. Don't do it if you really can't do it, but try if you can. Your pelvis slowly reaching towards the ceiling, your heels drawing towards the ground. Long inhale, long out breath. Feel the stretch, welcome it. And then slowly come back the same way. Your knees come back down to the ground, uncurl your toes and your pelvis, rest on your knees, your forehead to the ground. It's like a dance. Surrender the weight completely. And here it goes again, slowly coming onto your hands and knees like an animal. You are an animal in this moment. Your knee, now your toes curling under. Feel the tailbone, feel the palms, feel the toes, feel the animal, the earth, the breath. And now the pelvis floating up. The legs are strong, the heels towards the earth. Long inhale, long exhale. And then slowly now walking your hands, rather your feet towards your hands. And turning to face the screen if you're not facing the screen. So your torso is hanging down. Head is completely let go of. And you can rest your torso on your thighs if your knees are bent. See where your hands can be. Can they be on the ground? Feel your palms alive. What about your back, the backs of your legs? Can you feel the back body flowing down towards the earth? Yes, and now feel a big beach ball under the torso, slowly inflating and carrying the torso up. So very slowly, inflating beach ball carries the torso up to the vertical. I don't have to do it. Last thing is the head. Let the head float up on top of the spine like a helium balloon. It's floating. Eyes are closed. Just the raw feeling of the body. Feel your feet, your legs, your left leg, left knee. Feel your right leg. Right knee, your pelvis, your tail. Can you feel your tail? Can you feel the weight, the substance of your pelvis? Your sexual area. And if there's intensity there or pain, just gently, gently. Feel your torso, your spine. And of course, these are words, and you may not have any sensation that comes when I evoke them. Don't worry, whatever comes, there's no right or wrong. Feel your arms, left arm, right arm, your whole body. Now feel the right arm. Let it fall upwards to the sky, all the way up with your fingertips, touching the ceiling with your right hand. It's weightless. And then little circles, little spirals down and back with your right arm. As you allow the arm to come down, it's making little spirals towards the back. See if you can have a feeling of not doing it, of allowing it. Yes, now let the arm go. Let the shoulder go. Let the sensation of the right arm expand and unfold and be free. Compare left and right arm. And now it's the left arm. Let it fall upwards. All the way up to the sky, touching the clouds with the fingertips, opening the left armpit. And now coming down, spiral, tiny little spirals of the left arm as it moves back and down. And yet, perfectly lubricated shoulder. How can that be? I don't do it. How can that be? Yes, and then let the left arm go where it wants to go, more, more, more. Is the breath allowed? What about the face? Is it allowed to relax? Feel your forehead, your eyes.
Feel your cheeks and your nose, your chin, your mouth, your lips, your ears. Hello, 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 hello. You're allowed out. The space all around, the bodily sensations, allowing, welcoming. It's like the substance in which the body feels free is the space all around. The sensations of the body are like fish, and the space is the aquarium, and it's the natural habitat for the sensations of the body. And this aquarium is free of borders. So let this body of yours experiment and taste this borderlessness that surrounds it. And now feel both arms floating upwards, weightless, all the way up, long fingers, long arms, touch the ceiling. Palms facing each other, clasp your hands, index to the ceiling, thumbs to the back, shoulders dropping down. Don't live in the body, let the body live in you. This tree of a body, and the torso turns to the left. Make sure you stay right on the edge before that doer comes in, that one that wants to do it more and perfect. No, it's organic. Hover, empty the posture. Now slowly, don't do it, the torso turning towards the right. Don't live in the body, let the body live in you. Breath is free, shoulders are emptying themselves. Surrender the posture. Not looking for anything. Torso comes back. And slowly let the arms open right and left, big wings, huge long fingers touching the walls. And when the physical body doesn't move anymore, let the energy body continue to do what it wants to do. And just observe. If I don't locate myself in a limited, solid, muscular, skeletal body, if I'm more open to feeling myself as this openness, how does the energy body behave? I think it behaves in a way that's more free, more adventurous. And also the emotional body, feel your feelings of the moment, if there are some. And if you don't feel that I live as the body and I hold my emotions in my body, but rather I am the openness, the space, and then how does the emotional body behave if it doesn't have to be accountable to a separate person body? Just pick a feeling, an emotion, if it's there, and see how it behaves. And when I say behave, I don't imply that it should behave well or correctly. I mean, what is it doing? What does the sadness do? What does the excitement do? What does the fear do? And let movement begin to arise. Just, it could arise from the energy body, from the emotional body. Don't worry about it. Just let movement come. Instead of feeling or seeing how your body is moving from memory, from a visual place, feel. It's just sensation moving, sensation. In fact, wait for the body of energy to move. And if nothing happens, don't move. Or wait for the emotion to move. And my directions might not be clear, so just see what that does, where it takes you. Feel your breath and feel your legs and your feet and your arms and hands have a kind of knowledge of how to find this current of movement, free of a mover. There are pathways that are already arising for the arms, for the legs, for the torso, for the head, and it's just a matter of listening with your tactile listening and letting your body slide into these pathways. Trusting the strangeness of the pathways that arise, or the intimacy, or the whatever, trusting. And it helps to go slowly. To begin with, don't let your mind commentate. Movement just for movement's sake. Tactility just for tactility's sake. Touch for touch's sake. Breath for breath's sake. Everything is the face of God. Yes. And then very gently, slowly, letting the movement, the body, the hands, the arms, the legs, the head, everything come back to the stillness. Still standing, your arms alongside your torso, your feet, your earth, your space, top of the head, breath. Feel I am both this body, this humble body, and I am also this borderless presence. It's both. See if you can somehow hold those two truths in your tactile knowledge. I am this humble body, this wave that doesn't know much most of the time, that forgets that it's rising out of this immensity and this. I am this humble one that feels it's a fragment and remembers it's not. And at the same time, I am the totality. Don't let the mind take a hold of these words. Well, if the mind takes a hold, so be it. That's what minds like to do with words. After all, my mind is doing something. Gently, we're going to come back to the ground and find a comfortable seat. Eyes are closed. All is well. Even if you don't understand, if you don't know, where this is going, all is. Everything is as it is, moment by moment. Feel your breath. Just the coming and the going of the breath through the nostrils. Tips of the nostrils touching the breath as it flows in. Very delicate. Feel that your nostrils are very relaxed. And in order to feel that, go there. Go with your tactile sense. Right into the nostrils. Sensation. Two long, wide open channels. Inhale, pause. Exhale. Pause. See if you cannot pull the breath in, but let it flow in. All you do is you feel the pathway. And then you let the breath flow in. And then you feel the pathway and you just let the breath flow out. Feel that your nostrils originate 1 meter in front of the face. Feel that with your tactile sense, you create a luminous pathway. The breath flows in. Nostrils extend 1 meter behind the head on a diagonal. In breath, pause. Out breath. Smooth, equal substance from beginning to end. And the pause at the bottom. Pause at the top. Just be very intimate with that place where the breath turns at the bottom. Welcoming the layers that live there, the habit of being a separate breather. Nobody breathing, just breath. Openness. And of course, layers of sensation and tensions. With the in-breath, the whole brain is bathed deep inside the skull. Your brain can relax. That's the message that the breath carries, relax. So with the exhale, maybe the brain, like a wet sponge, drops down a bit in the skull. See if you can feel that. Don't make it happen, just listen. Yes, and now feel the breath permeating the whole body, just not just coming in through the nostrils, let it come in through every channel, every pore of the skin, of the whole surface of the body, taking the breath in It's like an inter-exchange between the outer and the inner space. Breath coming up through the earth, through the back body, through the front of the body, through the top of the body. Nobody breathing. Just breath, unlocated. Touching whatever needs to be touched with peace. Yes, and don't do anything now, just don't manipulate the breath in any way. Just abiding together. With each one our unique experience. And the knowledge that it's joined deep down under in the ocean of beingness. Don't do anything. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to see your faces. So, my friends, if you want to speak, ask, share, feel free. Just wave or put the little hand up. Take your time because, and no obligations. Aisha, was that a hand? Yes, go ahead.
Yes. Well, I'm following your meditations, I think about 1 or 2 years by YouTube. Eh? And so this lockdown has brought me to the online meditation classes. And it resonates totally with my being and with myself. Let me think how to formulate my question in English because I'm Dutch speaking. So
yes, take your time.
Since I've been doing these sessions with you, what I experience is like a lot of sensations of the body and feelings are coming up. And so sometimes they are not very easy to cope with. And what I feel is I hear your voice saying, just let it unwind, just let it unwind. And the body, you are not in the body is in you, and those words. And what I feel is that that I'm becoming very delicate, as if it is I cannot cope with too much rush and gross energies. Is this normal?
Well, I think it's. Are you froze? Are you there, Aisha? Yeah.
I'm here.
Yes, I think. It makes sense, doesn't it? Because you're letting go of the defensive attitude of the separate body self, which has a thick protection between, you know, to protect me on the inside from the world out there. And with this approach, we really feel, we feel that tendency and habit to protect and defend is, we see what it's made of, so it relaxes. But then, of course, we come out of meditation and we walk out into a world that is still riddled with separation, where people are rushing, there's a lot of noise, so you have to, well, it's still divine, it's still it's still what is, but sometimes we have to put on a bit. You know, you have to do what's intelligent. You don't want to kind of reassert the belief that you're a separate self, but at the same time, you want to protect the sensitivity the tactile sensitivity. But you don't want to avoid this reality because it's our world. You know, so I don't have the answer. I think probably all of us resonate with what you say. As we open more, we feel more. But at the same time, also we feel more compassion.
Yes, of course. Yes, for sure.
So that helps, right? Because where we experience that rough, quick, we can also see where it's coming from, and we have more compassion for it. And sometimes we have judgment, and then that's a good moment of yoga if we have judgment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a bit in answering your question?
It's a very it is okay answer because it confirms my own feelings and my own inner answers. And what resonates most with me is that you say that we are used
Yes.
and we identified with a separate self and with the body, and that is loosening up. And if something is loosening up, something is coming up, and it has to disappear in the being. And that's the process.
Yes, it's a never-ending process. So just this,
Okay.
keep observing the moment where you reassert the sense of separation, and then and just explore that moment and see how the mechanics of separation almost,
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank
You're
you.
welcome. It's nice to see you, Aisha.
Nice to be here with you.
Make sure you wave like in a visible fashion so I can catch you otherwise. Virginia, go ahead. You actually put your little hand up, but I hadn't seen.
Hi everybody. Hi Ellen.
Bye.
You've mentioned something about the energy body and
Yeah.
the emotional body. The energy body, I had it so associated with the body that I didn't totally understand what you were referring to.
Yeah. By energy body, I think another way to call it is the body of sensation. Usually, if we refer to the body, let's say I say your arm, you're immediately going to visualize your arm and you're also going to feel the kind of mechanical arm. So with this yoga, I try, and it doesn't always work to. For us to become more in touch with the body of sensation. Like right now, if you don't look, right now, your eyes are open, but you're not looking at your hand, right? Let's say go to your right hand. And if you don't visualize your right hand, you don't refer to the memory of your right hand, you don't have an image, just the raw sensation. It's a tingling. Can you feel the tingling of your right hand? The palm, the top, and you don't actually, it keeps changing. If you were to draw it, it would not look anything like your hand, right? And if we continue to be with the right hand, it starts maybe to expand and, it does all sorts of things. So that's the body of energy, or the body of sensation. It's a body that is more transparent, that's not bound up by muscles and bones and images and visual. It's just the sensation. That's the body of energy.
In Francis terms,
Yes.
Francis, you it. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And the body of emotion. I mean, that's just, I don't know why I said that today, but the money, it's more when you have a feeling like a fear or
Yeah, that
that.
I know
Okay.
perfectly.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somebody raised their hands. I don't know your name because it says iPhone.
Yeah,
Yeah.
hi Ellen.
Hi.
I have
What's your name?
my name is Freya.
Oh, hi. Yes, I knew you.
Hi.
This is your first time, isn't it?
Yeah, this is yeah. I just I'm really sorry. I joined quite late, so I missed the inner body just movement and everything. I've literally just come on.
Okay.
I don't really have a question. I was just I've been for on quite a few of the Rupert Spiro meditations, and he recommended that I request if you can sort of help with just difficult emotions that I've been experiencing. So I hope this fit, you know, this inner body movement might help. Do you think it's a good place to start?
Yeah. Well, what I suggest, it's Feria, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to meet you. And I remember nice you emailed me. I can't address your feelings now, but I think next time come for the exploration.
Yeah.
And then absolutely. That might trigger an insight, or, you know, you might grapple with something, and then you can have you'll have a specific question and, or not, we'll see. But definitely this approach can help with feelings. So
that's wonderful. You know, it's amazing because, you know, all this the state of awareness and the state of presence, I was in that state of presence and awareness for many, 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 many years. And I had the most amazing childhood and growing up as an adult, and somewhere I just got completely thrown off. And, you know, I just feel more physical now and more identified with me as a person. It's the awareness is still there, but it just feels as if I need to tune back in to who I really am. And that's a journey.
Well, so, I hope you come back, Feria.
Yes,
we made a contact. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Go ahead, Keith.
Hi.
Yeah,
I really related to what Aisha said early, the first person who spoke, because I think I've been through a period of contraction, you know, that sensitivity. And it's like I really contracted for the last month or so for various reasons. And this session was so hard. It was like I was fighting it. I was feeling really pissed off. What's the point? And it was a great relief when you said something like, you don't need to know where this is going. And then that tune, is that song, "This Train is Bound for Glory." And suddenly, whoa, it was a real melting.
You're such a sweetheart.
It's amazing how sometimes, you know, in your sessions, there'll just be a moment. Maybe it's been building up throughout the session, even apparently going the opposite direction. And then you'll say something and there'll be a ping.
Yeah, I know. And I think for the longest time, we have to go through this kind of threshold of resistance. It's almost like the rite of passage. You don't get the goodies if you don't go through this the hell realm. And it's really good, Keith, that you actually know, some part of you knows that, you know, you just stick with it even in the, and you just welcome your hell, you know. And you know, I really feel like we do that as a favor to ourselves, but also somehow we do it as a favor to the world, that we spend 10 or 15 minutes feeling like this is horrible, and yet we stay and we are with it as best we can. Well, I just feel that that is important somehow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
So thank you, Keith. Thank you for doing it.
It's interesting because I really wanted to watch the England-German match. And then I was really thinking all day today and yesterday before booking, what do I really value? And even though it was quite hard to make the decision, something inside knew, look, this is what I really value. The match can go to hell, really, in the end.
Well, I don't know what the score is. You want me to check?
I did actually naughtily check just now while you were talking to someone else, and England won 2-0.
Oh, wow. Amazing. Well, you see, maybe thanks to our deep meditation, we allowed England to win 2-0.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Thank you, Key.
Nice. Thanks.
Alice, go for it.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, sweetheart.
I just want to share something what happened in Czech Republic. We had two tornadoes touchdowns on the weekend, and three little villages are like flat down.
Wow.
And the love and compassion of people coming to help, and one of the priests was talking that people who, neighbors who didn't talk for years and years, are now helping one another. And I feel so saddened with this human race that it has to come to such tragedy, to death, to like nothing. These people have nothing now. That we find that love, that we have it.
Yes, we do.
We do.
And but we sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. It's like 9/11 when it happened, and, you know, it was crazy, but everybody pulled together.
That's right, that's right.
And I think that, yeah, because we are on this non-dual journey, and it helps us to understand how truly selfish we can be.
Yeah.
And mean we can be. So, you know, I want to say thank you.
Oh, thank you, Alice. I feel like a group hug now. We would we should all hug.
Yeah.
And I didn't see this in the news, of course. The news is
But you know, it is, because we think this is so real, this is so for sure, and then 5 minutes and it was flat.
Yeah, well, I think all of us more and more are feeling how precarious, you know, our little bubbles are. And but yeah, thank you so much. I've lost you now. Where are you, Alice?
Thank you
for sharing that with us. There you are. I had lost you. Coco, I think we'll be ready for you whenever you feel moved to step in. Take your time.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Alice, I'm in the United States, and I don't know if you heard, but in Miami, you know, the big city in Florida, what happened there, that just out of the blue, this big apartment building just fell down to the ground. And I heard, and many lives were lost, and, but still they keep, you know, searching, they keep, you know, they keep there. But I heard that too, that same, you know, recognition that just the love that was just the abundance of love that was so present and just, you know, offered so freely. And, you know, maybe we just hold back a little bit all the time because we don't know how someone's going to take it, or, but just give our hearts as they are, because this life is this, you know, probably life, this life is not so short, but this human existence is just so precious. And I was just feeling, Ellen, I love that. Just being with our sweet body and, you know, just offering just love, just being with it as it is. And no, Thich Nhat Hanh, dear Thich Nhat Hanh, he has this line, I hold my face in my two hands to keep my loneliness warm.
Oh.
There's more, but, you know, I just was feeling that, like, you know. And I thought of my grandmother who lived to 102 and was my dear heart's friend. And, you know, she was such a gardener and just loved beauty so much and brought it out in others. And, you know, she had her hands were all gnarled and twisted at the end, well, probably much before, you know. Actually, I remember. Anyway, but, you know, just what she said one time was, I feel like she's from Florida, from the South. Honey, I just look at these hands and I just praise them, you know,
Thank you, Coco. You make me cry too.
You know, it's a prayer if we can age that way, you know, like just to let go of the judgments about this body as it just goes through what it's naturally meant to do, you know. We're just meant to just change, our bodies are.
Yeah.
You know, I really just love that. And but I do have two poems that kind of, well, it's really hot here, as in lots of places in the US.
Mm.
So when you said, make sure you're warm enough. we don't have the air conditioning. So, well, I've been taking tubs of, like, containers of water and putting around. And I don't know if it makes a difference. I feel cooler. And if you don't have air conditioning sometime, and water, a container of water, cool water, and put Epsom salts in it. And put your feet... your hands, it's lovely, and it just cools your whole self off. So my husband kind of freaks out that it's so hot, so it really just cools him right down.
You're such a sweetie.
All right.
Okay.
First poem is called The Lessons of Water by David Wagoner. The best way to conduct oneself may be observed in the behavior of water. That's from the Tao Te Ching. When given a place to wait, it fills that place by taking the shape of what contains it. Its upper surface poised and level, absorbing, accepting what it can as lightly or heavily as it does itself. If pressed down, it will offer back in all directions everything it was given. If chilled, it will shatter daylight and whiten to stars, will harden and sharpen and turn unforeseeably dazzling. Neglected, it will disappear, being transformed and lifted into thin air. Or thrown away, it will gather with other water, which is all one water, and rise and fall, regather and go on rising and falling, the more quickly its path descends, and the more slowly as it wears that path away, to be left a while, to stir for the moon, to wait for the wind to begin again.
Hmm. Beautiful.
And this one, In Black Ink During Green Tea by Maida Del Val. I hope I pronounced her name right. Am I a container? I hope I didn't read this already, but anyway, it's still In Black Ink During Green Tea. Am I a container big enough for all this sweetness, all this love? This is what I fear, not being able to hold all the love someone wants to pour into me, that I'll sink under too much love, that I'm too small for all a beloved has to offer. How far could I stretch? How wide could I sunset across the sky if I were willing to break out of all this smallness? Imagine that. Being too afraid to break into something so radiant, into something so free.
Yay! yay, 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 yay. Okay, guys. Okay, you can unmute yourselves and say anything you like before we say goodbye. Thank you for coming. Thank you so much, Corinne. I just love how you and also Alice and everybody who spoke, but I just love the quality of really beautiful. Okay. Any last words? Feel free to shout them out or
just thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you for coming.
Beautiful session.
Really
thank you. Bye, Len. Bye, Ersti. Bye, Claire. Have you been before, Claire?
No, this is my first time.
I thought so.
It was great. It was really great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. And you.
Mm.
Thank you, Ellen and everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye, Charlie. Bye, Christine.
Thank you.
Karen.
Thank you.
Quentin.
Thank you.
Remco.
Thank you.
Linda. Hilka.
Bye.
Bye, Ellen.
Bye. Bye, Virginia. Yeah.
Thank you, Coco.
Bye, Charlie. Yeah. Bye, Sophia. Randy. Randy Sita. Oh, bye, Alice.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Hilka.
Bye-bye.